and give us the time to try to get this done. Because you folks are out in the community. You see what's going on. You see softball tournaments every weekend. Lacrosse, field hockey, soccer, they're all playing. How are they? Why do we have to shut down? They're playing. And if we shut down, does that just promote out-of-school activities over in-school activities? When you win the AAU basketball championship, they're not waiting for you in your community with a fire truck. But if you win a PAAA baseball championship, they might pick you up at the stadium in the truck and drive you home. Because it's important for community, and it's important for kids. You old guys know. I'm not telling you anything to know.
This is the same thing, Dr. Lombardi, as it was in March. Wait as long as possible. Have as much information as possible to make the best decision when it makes sense.
Yeah, and Allie, thank you, because I thought we held serve as long as we could, and then if you remember, we postponed to, and we were hoping that we could get through something because we were anticipating coming back and finishing the winter. And then seeing where we could get with the spring. And when the schools got shut down, our hand was forced. We didn't have an opportunity to do it. But we were going to go to the end of the earth to try to get something in because we know it's important for schools in their community. And ultimately, the student athlete. Look, none of us exist without kids playing sports. None of us have jobs. And we don't take that lightly. It's important to us because all of us have a vested interest.
Chris Harlan, how would you describe your office's communication level with the governor's office at this point? And are you confident or comfortable that his office, that they're in favor of seeing high school sports in the fall?
I think the level of cooperation that we've had has been adequate, and we continue to work to get better. There's so many moving parts, I think it's very difficult for the Department of Health and the Department of Ed and the Governor's Office with all the things and all the tentacles that they have. So I would say it's been fair, and we continue to work together to try to get the best information we can out. And as you well know, it's safety first, and that's a huge priority for them. And I'm sure that sometimes people are pounding on those folks that some people don't have the interest that we have in athletics, but we think it's an important extension of the school day. It teaches a tremendous lot of educational lessons that you get in the classroom, but you really cement in an athletic or competitive situation where it teaches you to be competitive and in your field.
Bob, I'm going to follow up on that. This is Mark Burdigan, Indiana again, since he mentioned Governor Wolf. Let's face it, this has become so political, everything. And yesterday the Wall Street Journal had a very good editorial on return to school, and they pointed out that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 30 children under the age of 16, I believe it was, have died, and as you know, we've heard one death is too many. 30 have died from COVID-19 in a typical year. 190 die from the flu. So how much will science guide you and some of these statistics as how the disease affects children versus adults? Because obviously you have the coaches and everybody to concern yourself with at the same time.
Well, Mark, that's a tough question to answer because we're not going to step out and be in conflict with the governor or the Department of Ed or the Department of Health. That's not the philosophy of our board. That's not the philosophy of our office. We have to work in concert together almost no matter what, provide the best opportunity we can for students. And being adversarial is not the right avenue to take here. Working in a cooperative, positive atmosphere, try to do your best for everyone, is the way we have to go. I have no political statement to be made here. I'm just trying to be an advocate for student athletes and get them as much as they possibly can in their high school career. Because different than a lot of eligibilities, high school athletics is 4 years. You don't get a chance to There's no do-over. At the collegiate level, you can get a do-over here or there. Professional level, you can get a do-over here or there. You don't have that opportunity in interscholastic athletics. So it's important for us to be active.
Dr. Lombardi, Mike Boydham from the Altoona Mirror.
Hi, Mike.
Is there any possibility that you would approach low-contact sports like golf and tennis differently than the other sports? If you would have to cancel one sport, would there be a possibility you would still play the low-contact sports?
Well, I don't think we're treating them differently, Mike. I think we're all treating them the same because we're going to try to get, as I said earlier, we're going to try to get as much as we can from everything. And I think I also said, and we might have more in one area or another. So, yes, I think some of our sports even lend itself a little easier or better to perform that they get them in. And you name two individual sports that I think we are hopeful to get in. And outside sports, I think, have some real possibility. As everyone knows, the elephant in the room is football. And we all understand that. And we work in our darndest. Even monitoring things that the NFL has done to see how they're handling certain things. And all I can tell you is we're going to give our darn best efforts to try to get something in. And I know the football coaches appreciate that because I've had conversations with them and they've given me all sorts of recommendations, which is great. You never know where good ideas come from.
Hey, Bob, quick question again. When the Strategic Planning Committee met, did they put together a list of different type of scenarios or options that you guys could go to in the next month or so, if needed?
That is part of our process right now. The dialogue we had around the table was, let's start looking at some doable alternate forms, postseason, those type of things, and let's take it slow and not get to a point where we're just going to start on this date and come hell or high water, that's what we're going to do. Because we think that's dangerous. Every day changes so much. I still think we're better July 15th than we were June 15th because June 15th, we had, I think, maybe one school that opened their out-of-season workout. That was Hollidaysburg. Because on the 10th, the governor sort of said, hey, listen, you folks, you could take the shackles off a little bit. And that was a big day for us because July 1 was going to be the line of demarcation. And you know better than I do and the people you talk, but they were grousing about that from the day it came out. We're trying to grab as much of the gold as we can.
I want to piggyback on the question about sport by sport. Will there be a blanket go-ahead or will there be a sport by sport, and also will there be an area by area? Say one district says they can play, another district says they cannot. Will you go sport by sport and area by area, or do you think this is going to be a blanket statement from the state, around the state?
Today on July 15th, the feeling of the board is it's almost school by school. You get as much as you possibly can. If you're allowed to play, play. You're allowed to play, and you can play, and you can do it in a safe environment, play. So that's the best way I can answer it, Bob. I wouldn't say it's district by district. I don't think it's more detailed than that. It's school by school. And, with some of our schools, the way they're set up with IUs and all that type of thing, it might be county by county, but that's to be determined.
Bob, what would it take for the PIAA to cancel or delay the start of the fall season? Is there certain numbers? Is there certain guidance from Wolf or whatever? I mean, I haven't really heard anything about what the actual bar would be to cross.
I don't have that answer for you because I don't know what they're going to tell us. If they close down schools, I think that's a no-brainer. Absent closing schools, if we have the ability that we have now, do what we have to do now. We're going to proceed and try to get as much in. Like I said, the out-of-school programs are playing. Why can't we? Our coaches are trained. They're educated. They have concussions, cardiac background clearances. They have background clearances. They're safer than some of the people. You may be putting your daughter in front of at a recreational program. And you have recourse, because you don't know who those people are, and you're not having to pay.
Bob, Chris Harlan again. With today's announcement, would you be willing to say that it's probably more likely that if there were a shutdown order, it would come from the governor's office and not the PAA at this point? Would you be willing to say that with where we stand today?
At this time in July, yes. Because I think you heard loud and clear from the board, we want to grab as much as we can. We want to get kids moving. We want kids to be kids. We want them to do what they like to do. And heck, you've seen it. I'm not telling any of you folks any of you out there in the community. You see it. It's important. And like I said, it's important for us to be advocates for them. So we would hope that the governor's office and the Department of Health and Department of Ed would look very close at the whole school environment so that we don't shut down without giving everybody full consideration.